Today's Daily Torah is lovingly dedicated by Celia Wasserman in honor of the yahrzeit of her husband, Aaron ben Yitzchak Yaakov Alevi, who we used to call Cousin Arnie, a sweet and a special man. May his soul have a beautiful and glorious ascent. Probably one of the most fundamental verses in the entire Torah, one of the most theologically, philosophically, and spiritually important things that we could ever learn, is the first of the Ten Commandments. The first of the Ten Commandments, which according to all opinions, we the Jewish people heard straight from God's mouth at Sinai, when God introduced himself to us for all eternity and said, I am the Lord your God that took you out of the land of Egypt. This is how God introduced himself to us. This is the mitzvah of emunah, the source of the mitzvah of faith in Hashem, and other perhaps than the Shema, than Shema Yisrael. There are few psukim that are of more importance to us as Jews than that first of the Ten Commandments, and probably the most famous question that's been asked for centuries on this is that when God is finally introducing himself after taking us out of Egypt and the 10 plagues and the splitting of the Red Sea, when we finally come to Sinai to get the Torah, which is when our Jewish religion, when Yiddishkeit, when the purpose of creation is taking place, the Kuzari already asks, why does God introduce himself when he gives us his business card? Why does it say, Anochi Hashem Aleikecha, I'm the Lord your God that took you out of the land of Egypt, and not Asher Barasi Shemayim Va'aretz, that created heaven and earth? Seemingly, creation in heaven and earth is greater than taking us out of Egypt, so why wouldn't he introduce himself that way? So the Kuzari answers that it's the idea of theism as opposed to deism, and others the fact that God wanted to say to us that not only did he create heaven and earth, but that he's involved in our lives, that he cares about us. You know, we could say to Hashem, if Hashem would have just said, I created heaven and earth, we would have said to God, okay, there are a couple of billion people in China. What do you want with us? But Hashem is saying, I took you out of the land of Egypt and I care about you. I want a relationship with you, and therefore I also care about you keeping my Torah. But there's a profound teaching from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, whose birthday is today, based on Chassidus, what we've already learned for the past couple of days, that the deeper meaning of leaving the land of Egypt, what that really means, doesn't just mean a geographical place, but it means leaving Meitzarim, boundaries, finitude. It means leaving any finitude whatsoever. And that includes holy finitude, that includes even God's light that's contracted. Because in order for God to bring about the creation of the world, he had to contract, conceal, bring about a little teeny drop of his light. He couldn't reveal his infinite light. He had to do tzimtzum. He had to take away, so to speak, and conceal his infinite light and bring about a little teeny drop of light known as Shem Elokim, known as the name of Elokim. And that contracted finite light is what manifests as the universe and all the worlds. So in fact, the creation of the world was an act of God contracting, minimizing, concealing himself. But Anochi Avaya, already at the burning bush, Hashem told Moshe, after telling him about the four Lashonis of Gula, the four words of redemption, for which we drink the four cups of wine at the burning bush, Hashem already told Moshe that he's now going to introduce us, Yudke Vovke, his four-letter name, V'yadatam Ki'ani Avaya. Hashem already said that the purpose of the redemption is that we're going to be taken out of all Mitzrayim, all Meitzarim, all finitude, including divine finitude. And their giving of the Torah is the revelation of the four-letter name of Hashem, Yudke Vavke, of Or Ein Sof, God's infinite light through Torah mitzvahs. Ashrei Tzeisich Emeretz Mitzrayim, took you out of all Egypt, all contractions, God is saying. Hashem took us to his very self, to his infinite essence, way above the creation of the world, what's also known as the face of God that we can't get through the beauty of the world, only through other people, only through Torah mitzvahs. You see, even the patriarchs, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, were only able to reach the world of Atzilus. They were only able to reach contracted levels of God's light. But the whole purpose of the Exodus from Egypt is leaving all finitude, including divine finitude, and reaching the face of God, the very essence of God's infinite light. That's what Pesach is all about, what he took us out of, really. He took us out of anything that's not God's essence. And that's what the receiving of the Torah, and every time we do a mitzvah and learn Torah, that's what that's all about. It's about getting to the face of God. And that's why, even though I'm not usually a big fan of gematrias and these type of things, but there's a beautiful teaching from the Bris Kehunas Olam, who says as follows, and if you're not fluent in Hebrew, you get the gist of the idea. But you know, we have a mitzvah three times a year to make pilgrimages on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. The Torah says, Shalosh Pam B'Shana, three times a year we have to go up to Jerusalem to the temple when the temple is around. For what? To be able to see and be seen by Espinei Havaya Elikecha, the face of Hashem your God. Es Pnei Hashem Alekecha, and says the Bris Kehunas Olam like this, that we were taken out to see the deepest face of God. So if you take the four-letter name of Yudke Vovke, and we know there are four ways to spell it out, which equal the four names of Av, Sag, Man, Ban, which means four ways that God's infinite light, His essential infinite light, manifests. The gematria of the 72, 63, 45, and 52, which are the four ways that His name Yudke Vovke manifests, equals exactly Pnei Havaya Lekecha, the face of Hashem your God, which also is the exact gematria of Yehi Or, let there be light, because on the first day was shining His infinite light, God's infinite light. Yehi Or is when God revealed everything that He is. And that Yehi Or, that infinite light, is the same gematria of Pnei Havaya Lekecha, the face of God. But He had to contract that to create the world. The world is just a teeny drop from that. And therefore we know, as Chazal say, that where did He conceal that infinite light? He put it into the Torah, into the 22 letters of the Torah, which is why the Pasuk, it says, Es Pnei Hashem Alekecha, Es. Every time in the Torah it says Aleph Tov, or the first and the last of the 22 letters, means that S, that in S, in the Torah, which is contained in Aleph to Tov, is the face of God, the infinite light of Hashem. And therefore he says, Bris Kehunas Olam, that the words S Pnei is Gematria Yisrael, Israel, because our face, Es Pnei, our face that's involved in the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, is what sees Hashem's face. And that, of course, is the source of all blessings, because the word Habracha, the blessing, has the same gematria as Yehi Or, also the same gematria of Pnei Hashem Alekecha, of the face of God. And throughout the Torah, we're always told that we will merit to get Es Habracha, the Habracha that comes from the Es, from the Aleph to Tov, the letters of the Torah which we got at Sinai. And therefore the words Es Habracha also spell Keser Ahava, the crown of love that we give to Hashem. And through that, through coming to love the face of God, by our face being one with Hashem's face, we then merit with God together to wear Keser Echad. The words Keser Ahava, Es Habracha, also have the same gematria and spell Keser Echad, the one crown that we wear together with Hashem when our two faces become one. May we see it with the coming of Mashiach.